No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You don't want to get caught wearing bad shoes or boots this winter time.
No, you don't.
If you're like me and Sip and Bill, we have Mindle boots, courtesy of Dan Schumacher. We also saw Riley last week at the party. Riley was here.
Riley
was here from Sydney.
If you're listening, he drove in from Sydney to watch football. Then he stayed to be at the party, then going to the Husker game after that. My question to him is, he had on a pair of like slip-on Mindles.
Yeah, we want those.
And I want to know. Oh, they looked incredible, too.
Oh.
Yeah, if we can please give us an update on those. They were incredible.
Riley,
he'll be listening. He listens to the show every day. Riley, let us know on those. That is a big...
I bring up Mindle because, again, they're German-made boots. They've been around for over 100 years. They're based in Sydney, Nebraska. And if you want $50...
What?
Credit to Mindle. The website is MindleUSA.com. MindleUSA.com. If you email us your best story from the outdoors, earlybreak937@gmail.com, we will choose a winner, and if you can get $50 to Mindle for your holiday shopping.
Those boots are so nice. If you set them in your kitchen, it just makes your kitchen look better.
Agreed.
You're right. I'm going to set mine out for that reason. I'm going to set them out because... I think it just screams wealth. Comfort, I was going to say.
It doesn't scream wealth. But I wore mine.
I tell you what, it's Christmas. Christmas. It feels like Christmas when you see them because you're happy.
You're very happy when you see them.
Yes.
I wore them, Jake, on Saturday.
Shoveling. I wore mine also. Wore them to the game Friday. I was very comfortable and warm.
Bill, they're oddly comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, and I wore mine out hunting the other day.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was like I was...
We all wear the Mindles.
Yeah. I wear my Mindles all the time. I'll put them on today. I don't have to do any scooping because LaRue did all that.
They're big and serious looking, but oddly comfortable.
They do look serious. When I see them, I go, serious.
Email us your best outdoor story, earlybreak937@gmail.com, and check out the website. Also, MindleUSA.com.
Okay,
all right, Penn State still does not have a head coach. We have all these different hirings and firings around college football, and... The rumor yesterday was, at least last night, that Penn State's talking to BYU head coach Kalani Sitake.
Bill, it sounds serious.
Well, I would say
Bill's
this.
Bill's not buying it.
It's brilliant to talk to him. Just look at what he's done. They're 11-1 right now.
What were they last year?
Yeah, what's that?
11-2 last
year. They were
11-2
last year?
Yes. So right away, look what they've done. They've big fan of Kalani. He's a friend of mine. I know the staff well, also at BYU, really close with the staff at BYU. Several guys that I've coached with are on that. I mean, there's like 8 guys on that staff that I've coached with at some time. I do not see this happening. There are certain times you say there's a fit, and I mean, Kalani is such a fit at BYU. I don't know. And then you're at the cusp right there of making the playoffs. And so, I don't know. That would just be...
Here's what Thamel reports. I'm a little concerned about your...
All right. Okay, we went with a voice raise there. Okay. There's a Thamel report.
From yesterday that's the size... Now, listen, I get what you're saying, and I respect it. You know a lot. He said the sides have been in discussions, but sources have cautioned that no deal has been signed yet. The sides have met. Now, hold on. The sides have met, and there is mutual interest with discussions involving staffing and other details of Sitake's possible tenure in State College. You would agree this would be a home run.
He'd be a great hire.
Home run.
He's been excellent at BYU.
I mean, think about his style.
Where did he go to BYU from? Where was he at before?
Well,
BYU?
He was assistant coach at Utah.
Okay.
And he played at BYU, assistant coach at Utah, and then got the head job there and has just done a remarkable job. And like I said, I know him personally, an incredible dude. I know that staff really, really well. I would say the difficult part for him is going to be that I don't think he can travel his staff there, his whole staff. He's going to have a Northeast presence. He's going to have a Big Ten presence.
I totally agree.
And so that might be – now, I would say this. Most likely, whoever does not travel with him probably is in a pretty good spot to be retained.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At BYU.
Oh, they're rolling.
Because there would be a chance that the defensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator to be elevated to the head coach at BYU.
What a mammoth hire this would be. I mean, because it would have ramifications for BYU, which is rolling, playing in the Big 12 title game. Man. Now, this is what Thamel writes, Pete. BYU plays a style that's familiar to the Big Ten with rugged linemen and a power game complemented by a creative passing offense.
They are. BYU is not a throw it around the yard like they used to be, throwing it 50 times a game. Right. That's not who they are.
Got it.
And so they have a chance. So I would imagine the person that Kalani will lean on the most will be Bronco Mendenhall. Because Bronco made that jump. He left BYU and went to Virginia.
Yep. Mm.
So he's probably asking him, what was it like?
Oh, God.
Were a man of the Mormon faith.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Virginia, and he did very well at Virginia. He got him to the Orange Bowl. And so he's probably leaning on him, like, what is this like
to make this move? Yes, along those lines, what you said earlier, and along those lines, he has no coaching experience east of the Mountain Time Zone. Mm. Assistant coach at BYU, Oregon State, Utah, Southern Utah, and Eastern Arizona. Yeah, so he's never been a North. He's never been
just
out.
Just remember, you can either coach or you can't.
Yep.
And it's the same with recruiting. You can't, you know. Nope, you can either, or same way with connection. Doesn't matter how old you are. If you have the ability to connect, you'll still connect with people when you're 68 years old, just like you did when you were 32 years old.
God bless
And those
you.
Who don't have the ability to connect, they never do, and it never changes. Like, well, he never could connect like that, but he will. His next job, he'll connect better. No, he won't. And you can recruit. Saban was from where? Michigan State. And he went down to the SEC to be the best coach ever in the history of college football.
Probably.
So you can make a move like
easy.
That.
Easy.
Joking.
Do not crowd
I was joking. Yeah.
But still, yeah, like I said, like I said, that is, if you're looking at this, you go, hang on now. Look what the, is he a leader of men?
Yeah.
Because that's what you need. You need someone that can
God,
do this.
God, Bill, think about the last hires in this cycle. If Penn State gets Satake, that is.
That's a big,
would be pretty good.
Yeah, big time.
And Michigan State got Fitzgerald. Yeah. UCLA got Chesney. Okay.
Now, if you believe in like the odds, is always somebody put out the new odds for Penn State's head coach. Satake was up there. Number two was Jeff Brohm in the conversation.
He's
at Penn
back.
State.
He's back
Wait,
in.
You know what now?
As of yesterday, like the Brohm's betting services in? Said, Jeff Brohm was the second highest odds, second best odds to be the
Brohm's
Penn State
back
head coach.
In. Okay, who are you taking straight up, Satake or Brohm?
Yeah, I love Jeff Brohm, but Satake's great too. Jeff Brohm is coach in the Big Ten.
I'm probably saying Brohm because what he did, he got Purdue to the Big Ten championship game out of the West. I get it. Probably a little bit more familiar with you know that side of the country.
Fit
a little bit more. But I will. The one thing I cannot say is I can give you no reasons why Satake wouldn't work.
I think it'd be a great hire.
So it's not like you can't go Satake because of no you can and Brohm obviously the big win last and I would believe that's a big difference in my opinion Louisville and Penn State that's a big difference ACC in the Big Ten that's Penn State and you feel
Penn State way better
you would feel
way better
Brohm's a great coach
you feel the entire time that we used to always think Penn State was third in the Big Ten. Generally, it was you're kind of well, and right now you're going, well, can they win it all there? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they can.
I am struck by the enormity of Penn State football. It's just enormous. It's a monster.
It is a monster.
It's a monster.
It is a complete monster. And someone's got to be able to handle that.
Yep, and Brohm can do that.
Yeah, and Brohm can do that like that. Kalani could handle it also. It sounds odd. BYU is somewhat of a monster, too. Am I saying it's Penn State?
I get you.
If I say it's Penn State, no. But if you think every move he makes isn't monitored, mm-hmm. it is.
Okay.
In that world, it is monitored out of control.
Wow.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.